This podcast is brought to you by Raycon. Take a screen break today with Raycon wireless earbuds. Raycons offer water and sweat resistant construction and seamless Bluetooth pairing. And with 6 hours of playtime, you can unplug for a while. Get 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie. Buyraycon.com/Howie.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
The Republican Party is totally out of control. The deep state, they are out of touch with reality.
That's just a typical crazy conspiracy theory. So I don't have any idea what he's talking about.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
What we are confronted with here is a totally left-wing administration.
You didn't sign us up for that, did you?
Trying to transform America into something no one voted for last year.
I have been asked to lead the issue of dealing with root causes in the Northern Triangle, similar to what then-Vice President did many years ago.
I'm not sure that's a good idea.
They don't want to leave the place where they are familiar with the culture and the language, you know, to use a phrase from an old television show, Cheers, you know, where everybody knows your name.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
All right. 844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. If you'd like to join us here this afternoon, every weekday afternoon. And I'm just looking here for my my intro to the chump line. 844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show, if you'd like to join us here. And it's right now, it's time for the chump line.
I can't believe it. CNN is a propaganda network? Boy, they slipped that one by me.
I know. There's nothing that you didn't already know in that Project Veritas undercover video. But still, it's good to have it on the record, isn't it? It's something that there's a couple that I like that would, I don't even know if we'll have time to get to the whole thing. But they talk about how the COVID number on the screen is good for ratings. In other words, you can scare the bleep out of people, and it's good for numbers. You yell, the sky is falling, the sky is falling. You yell wolf or crowd in a crowded theater, depending on whether you're Nancy Pelosi or Joe Biden. It's good. It's good ratings. Although I don't know how the CNN knows it's good ratings, because their ratings are terrible.
Mr. President, Anthony Fauci calling. Anthony Fauci, MD. No, the MD doesn't stand for midget doctor. Listen, we need to pause one of the vaccines. Johnson & Johnson. No, it's not named after the two presidents you worked for. No, they don't have tapioca-flavored shots. Ugh, I'm calling Kamala.
Johnson & Johnson, you only needed one shot, not two. You didn't have to use extreme refrigeration. In other words, it was a threat. It was a threat to the market shares. I'm not saying that's why it was taken off the market so preemptorily, but it was a superior product out there on the marketing in the marketplace until this happened. And there are two more cases being reported today, by the way, of clots. The chump line. The voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. And if you want to take a buddy fishing with Captain Dave Marciano, send in your inspirational videos. Yes, you can help your fellow man and increase your chances at the same time. Go to MatthewsBrothers.com and click on our contact page for more details. It's also much easier to transport the Johnson & Johnson vaccine to rural areas because you don't have to put it in this extreme refrigeration. And it's cheaper overall because you only need one shot, not two. I don't mean to sound like a spokesman for Johnson & Johnson, but it seems like there were a number of advantages that it had. And I notice I use the past tense.
Founder of Thurn, Loot, and Maraud has now been exposed as a fraud. She skins enough dough to buy a third chateau. Now she's looking to purchase one abroad.
Yeah, the Bahamas is abroad. You know, you could say it's close by, but it's a foreign country. Now it turns out today she was getting $20,000 a month for some kind of voter project. $20,000 a month for some kind of voter project. She issued this very disingenuous statement on Instagram saying, "Well, I never took a salary from the Black Lives Matter movement." Well, I mean, if you're getting your money from somewhere else, you can afford to do a little pro bono work. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge, pro bono.
Well, that was nice of Vice President Harris to speak out about the incident that happened in Minnesota last week. It's impressive to see that she can take time from all the great work she's doing down on the border.
Well, she is going but down there, and it's, you know, people don't realize the sacrifices she's making. She's not going to have any German chocolate cake from Chicago for 3 or 4 days when she's down there.
Joe Biden here. This infrastructure plan will be a small down payment to fix all the things my predecessor left me with. 10 or 20 trillion more and we're all set. No joke.
Mitch McConnell, you know, President Trump was ripping him last week at Mar-a-Lago, but sometimes he speaks the truth. Cut 26.
What we are confronted with here is a totally left-wing administration with a slight majority in the House, a 50-50 Senate, trying to transform America into something no one voted for last year. No one voted to transform America into something totally different.
Into a leftist third world bleep hole. Because that's what they want. There's no other reason for doing what they're doing at the southern border. Think about what Homan was saying. You know, you want to send welfare checks to people in these countries. You know what the coyotes are going to say? Look, amigo, if they're willing to send you this much free money just to keep you down there, it's because they know they're going to have to give you that much more free money if you come up. If you just get over the border, you're all set. They'll take care of you forever.
Hey, welcome to life under the new Obama-Biden leftist handbook. First, you start dumpster fires on every issue while ignoring real problems. In the ensuing chaos, create maximum mayhem and confusion. Grab as much power, money, and influence as possible while remaining in the background. Then invest in beachfront property.
Beachfront property. That's now CNN, director that was busted by Project Veritas. He said that the next scam that they're going to use is global warming. Now that was kind of new. Let's see, do we have that one or no? But I summed it up for you. It's the next scare once COVID once they can't push COVID and the variants and the blood clots and the social distancing anymore, they're gonna revert to climate change.
Kamala thinks we're in a Cheers episode. Is Biden playing the role of coach? He definitely acts like he's been hit by 100 fastballs. Only problem is he doesn't know anyone's name.
That is so true. That is so true. Joe Biden, maybe if he went back to a restaurant that he'd been at 30, 40 years ago, he might know one person's name if they dressed up the way they did 40 years ago. But other than that, he doesn't know anybody's name. He confused his wife and his sister on the campaign trail last year.
Cheers. When you want to go where everyone knows your vaccine status.
That's the new Cheers. They closed down Cheers, I think, didn't they? I think that was a good move. Cheers had run its course as a bar on Beacon Hill.
Will House Republican Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy stand and tear up Biden's State of the Union address?
Well, I don't think it is a State of the Union address. It's just an address to the nation, really, isn't it? But I think he has to, by law or tradition, hand over a document of the State of the Union message. But I don't think this will be one. And the answer, of course, is no. He would never. Kevin McCarthy would never do something that rude. as Nancy Pelosi did last year.
What's the difference between a bloody insurrection and a mostly peaceful protest? Insurrectionists don't wind up with free sneakers.
Right. And most of the time, the peaceful protesters don't end up getting shot, even though they're unarmed, by police officers.
Love it. I hope I have better luck gigoloing the widow queen than I did that Princess Diana the divorcee. In her case, I was beaten to the punch by some guy who was about as good at driving in tunnels as Ted Kennedy was on bridges.
Well, that's not bad, Mr. Secretary. Of course, he wasn't driving the car. It was some chauffeur, the Egyptian heir who was squiring Princess Di around Paris. They were trying to escape the paparazzi, and they escaped all right. They escaped this world.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the chump line today. The chump line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a number at any hour of the day or night, including weekends, any hour of the day or night, at least as long as it's between 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Dial 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the chump line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. We also play another batch of new messages every weeknight around 7 o'clock. It's called Chopped Chumps. You can get Chopped Chumps, the second chump line of the day, wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcast. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. And if you don't want to take a buddy fishing with Captain Dave Marciano, send in your inspirational videos. Yes, you can help your fellow man and increase your chances at the same time. Go to MatthewsBrothers.com and click on our contact page for more details.
Okay. Kamala thinks we're in a Cheers episode. Is Biden playing the role of coach? He definitely acts like he's been hit by 100 fastballs. Only problem is he doesn't know anyone's name.
You know, we play these old cuts on the loop of him when he was supposedly in his prime. He always was a really below average intellect. He wasn't even a good hail fellow, well met type of politician. He was just such a smarmy, oozing phony from the beginning of his political career, kind of like a professional Irishman. Ugh, just makes you ill that he's president. And now he's declined from that initial pinnacle of intellectual prowess. Yikes. Ruh-roh. Allergy season is here, and that means one thing. You need the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Warmer temps are creeping up, and you are going to want to open those doors and windows. You may have just received a special email from me about Balance 7. All my energy is thanks to Balance 7. Balance 7 is a clear mineral liquid you take 3 times a day to break down the acid in your body. You feel better, and I personally sleep better. It also reduces acid reflux and heartburn. Often I'm asked to try products and can be very skeptical of claims, but with Balance 7, it was all 100% true. With Balance 7, I don't feel my energy starting to flag as the day wears on. By allowing me to sleep better at night, I have more mental clarity during the day. Balance 7 is a highly alkalizing concentrate. That means it reduces the acids that have built up in your body over time. All you do is drink a small shot of the liquid 3 times a day, and you will feel the difference. I guarantee it. Balance 7 is made of safe, all-natural ingredients. If you suffer from heartburn, acid reflux, or sleep issues, give Balance 7 a try. Balance 7 is made right here in the USA and has sold more than 6 million units worldwide. Order your 1-month supply at balance7.com. Use code word HOWIEFREE to save $10 off your first order and free shipping. Be one of the first 50 to purchase Balance 7 and receive smooth skin, an exfoliant and deep cleansing skin conditioner valued at $13.99 for free. Order now and receive $10 off your first order for a 30-day supply, free shipping, and a chance to receive smooth skin conditioner at no charge. all by using my code word Howie Free. That's Howie Free. I'm Howie Carr.
He's making talk radio great again. He's Howie Carr.
Mother of mercy. Is this the end of Rico?
Howie Carr is back.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Balance 7. Improve your digestion and get more energy with Balance 7. Save $10 off your first order today and receive a free bottle of their smooth skin spray with code word HOWIEFREE at balance7.com. Jared, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Which Corleone is Andrew Cuomo really the most like? Don Vito, Sonny, Michael, Fredo, or Connie?
Fredo. It's pretty obvious, isn't it? It's on the front page of the New York Post today.
Yes, Fredo in the lead at 43%. Connie is in second place at 24%. Sonny is third at 21%. Don Vito at 7%. And Michael at 6%.
I didn't know Andrew Cuomo had a 13% favorability rating among people who take the Howie Carr Show poll every day. Because they're doing him a big favor by voting for him. 844-500-4242. That is the that's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. People want to know more about this latest Black Lives Matter payout that's come to light here today. This is the Daily Caller got this story. So again, she says, I don't take any money from Black Lives Matter, but she set up all these consulting services. She's got a big contract with, I think, Netflix or one of those companies like that. And she's raking in the dough hand over fist. So it turns out that her consulting firm that she set up with her husband, and he wrote a book, of course. His name is Janaya. The consulting firm of Black Lives Matter Global Network Foundation co-founder Patrice Cullors pulled in over $20,000 a month while she served as chairwoman of a Los Angeles jail reform initiative. Her husband, their consulting firm, received a total of $191,000 over the course of 2019 via payments from Reform LA jails. And so she's this is just one of their side gigs. This is a minor gig. BLM came to the defense of Cullors in a statement on Tuesday after it came out that she owned all these mansions and is shopping offshore for one in the Bahamas, where she would be neighbors with Tiger Woods and Justin Timberlake. And BLM said that criticism of Cullors, quote, continues a tradition of terror by white supremacists against black activists. Okay, white supremacists, you know, like Jason Whitlock, the black columnist, who's now been banned from Twitter for pointing out this this real estate portfolio that she has amassed as a doing well by doing good, as they used to say. And they said, if you delete your tweet, Jason Whitlock, you white supremacist with black skin, you can go back on Twitter. And he said, I think I'll just remain here in, I will be Nelson Mandela in the Twitter jail. I love that quote. That's my quote of the week so far. Rick, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Rick.
Hi, Howie. How are you?
Good.
I just wanted to see if you would ask Tom Homans a question next time he's on. When the Border Patrol is supposed to be a law enforcement outfit. Now, when these people are bringing these people across the Rio Grande, when that's a felony committed right in their presence, why don't the
But they've been ordered. They've been ordered not to do anything. I mean, that in itself seems to me to be a felony. I mean, some kind of violation of the law, if you're ordering law enforcement officers not to enforce the law, but who's going to prosecute them, Rick?
I don't say you just go down and put a knife through that rubber raft. If it won't hold air, it won't float, and it won't be bringing anybody else.
You don't want to be doing that. I mean, you've seen those pictures of those kids being mistreated. They should just be sent back to where they belong, and they don't belong in the United States of America. All right, thanks for the call. We'll take some more calls when we come back. I'm Howie Carr. Between the news, appointment TV, and endless scrolling on our phones, we're looking at screens more than ever. But how do you rest your eyes without feeling totally unplugged? By putting in a pair of Raycon wireless earbuds and listening to something great. Whether you're listening to your favorite podcast, binging an audiobook, or working out to a pumped-up playlist, Raycons are built to perform anywhere and anytime. With water and sweat-resistant construction and seamless Bluetooth pairing, there are no dangling wires or white stems to worry about. Raycons offer a comfortable in-ear fit for a more discreet look in a variety of colorways for maximum style. And with 6 hours of playtime, you can unplug for a while. The best part? Raycon wireless earbuds start at half the price of the other premium audio brands, so you can pick up a pair and a spare. Right now, get 15% off Raycons at buyraycon.com/Howie. That's buy, B-U-Y, raycon.com/Howie for 15% off Raycon wireless earbuds. buyraycon.com/Howie.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
I'm trying to imagine sometime just how much scamming is going on with all these COVID relief funds, all these illegal alien, just free gifts to any illegal alien who can prove he's alive, and probably a lot of them aren't alive. They'd never even existed. And then on top of all that, you have the traditional welfare fraud going on in the United States. This just happened on Monday in a federal district court in Worcester. There's a woman, Sue Delaney. She's 68. She lived in Lunenburg. And she had a mother-in-law. And I guess the mother-in-law lived with her. The mother-in-law died in 1999. Remember, it's now 2021. 22 years ago, the mother-in-law died. Delaney, Sue Delaney, 68, failed to inform the Social Security Administration of the death, and SSA continued to deposit monthly benefits into a bank account held by Delaney's mother-in-law. And the press release here says from November 2009, which was 10 years after the scam started, through March 2017, Delaney stole approximately $221,000. In Social Security benefits from her late mother-in-law's account. I assume the statute of limitations must have run out on the earlier thefts. So she probably stole like close to $500,000. This is one woman in Lunenburg, Massachusetts, just doesn't report the death of her mother-in-law, and she reaps $500,000. So she pleaded guilty. Now she's looking at a sentence of up to 5 years in prison. So this we'll still keep, as taxpayers, we'll still keep supporting her. 5 years in prison, 3 years of supervised release, and a fine of $250,000. So she's 68. So the next time they have one of these viruses, she'll petition for compassionate release. And they're demanding restitution. But what are the odds of that happening? 844-500-4242. Donald, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Donald.
Yeah, hi, Howie. Listen, I'm just wondering why these people are complaining about the surprises. Virtually everything we told them before the election is happening.
I agree.
The borders, the guns, the welfare, or yeah. Free speech.
Keystone, XL Pipeline. How about
no
those
surprise.
Guys? Those guys are supposed to be smart. I mean, but their union sold them down the river. You know? I don't know, Donald. Are they happy now? They're not getting any more tweets because the president has been ejected from Twitter. So now you have to sign up to get the emails. I mean, are they happy now?
I hope so. I hope that. You know, I wish I could just sit in a safe spot and watch it collapse and laugh at them. But unfortunately, all of us are going to be drawn down and hurt by this. And peep, this country's never seen this inflation thing. You got $1 million in the bank. I remember Bolivia in a certain period went from $50, 50 Bolivianos for one, to $3 million in 1 year. That wiped out the savings for everybody. These people don't understand where we're going, and it's a shame.
I know I don't remember Bolivia, but I remember the United States of America in the late 1970s and early 1980s, and it was not a pleasant situation with inflation the way it was. And it's this they're firing up the kindling of inflation by printing all this money, and they nobody seems to care about it. I know, Donald. 844-500-4242. It is very discouraging, but Donald's right. There's no real surprises here. Just like there's no real surprises in this this Project Veritas video. It's interesting to have it on record confirmed, but we all knew what was going on. Remember the Matt Gaetz situation where they really went crazy with that? You know, and I don't know what really happened with Matt Gaetz, and he says he didn't commit any crimes or anything like that. And, you know, all these leaks come out about his conduct. And again, I don't know. I'm not a big fan of Matt Gaetz, but, you know, he's done a lot less than we know that people like Elliot Spitzer did. Harvey Weinstein, even people like Matt Lauer, all these Democrat worthies, but they're just crushing the guy. And they even made up a story last weekend, CNN. They had to admit that they made up a story about him going down to Mar-a-Lago and asking to see the president of the United States about what was going on. And it was all nonsense. He went to Mar-a-Lago to make a speech, and then he left, and then he was down at Doral, the golf course that he owns, that Trump owns in Miami, and Trump's never down there, you know. And so it was ridiculous. And you know what? He knew it was. CNN knew it was ridiculous because Gaetz sent them a statement saying it was nonsense. There were no and they didn't use the statement. And Jason Miller, Trump's communications guy, said, you'll notice they don't even cite any sources here, any unnamed sources here. They just made it up. They made up a story about Gaetz to embarrass him and to embarrass the president, and it wasn't true. So this happens about probably two or three days after this video is recorded that I'm about to play for you the audio. And this guy, the CNN director, is telling his date, who's actually an undercover agent for Project Veritas, that the Gaetz coverage by CNN is propaganda and the whole MO of taking out a Republican. It's all right here in 46 seconds, cut 24.
Can you define propaganda? Like, I think I know, but like, how is it, what's the mechanism?
If the agenda, say, is to like get, like Matt Gaetz right now, he's like this Republican, like, he's a problem for the Democratic Party because he's so conservative, right? And he can cause a lot of hiccups in passing of laws. So it would be great for the Democratic Party to get him out. So we're going to keep running those stories to keep hurting him and make it so that it can't be buried and, like, just, you know, settled outside of court. And just, like, you know, if we keep pushing that, it's helping us. That's propaganda. It's helping us in some way.
It's helping us. That's propaganda. That's a CNN executive saying that. It's helping us, meaning that not journalism or the viewers' right to know. It's helping the Democrat Party, and that's why they made up the story just a couple
this
of days later.
Is CNN?
They made up the story, and yet they still won't cover Andrew Cuomo. They give him a total free ride. And Humpty Dumpty, Brian Stelter, won't even talk about what Project Veritas has done to them now. And again, this is like a smoking gun. You know, you say, oh, that's just, he was just talking through his hat. And then 2 days, 3 days after he says this, they concoct a story out of whole cloth, which they did so many times in the Russian collusion hoax, starting with the dodgy dossier. And James Comey will say he never told Donald Trump that he was not a subject of a criminal probe into Russian collusion. Just so many stories. So many of their stories were total BS. 844-500-4242. Peter, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Peter.
Hey, Howie. I love you. I love Grace. I love Mark Levin, and I love my Eden Pure filter in that order.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you for listening to the show, and thank you for patronizing our advertisers.
No, I bought the Eden Pure filter, and it's great. I just want to say, I was talking to my wife this morning. We got three grown, successful, married kids. And they're postponing having kids because of COVID right now. But this morning I told my wife that the world is so screwed up right now. If my kids ask me, I'm going to tell them, don't bother having kids. Just enjoy your life, because the world my grandchildren might inherit would be too much of a mess.
Yeah, it is. These statistics of what's happened since COVID, the suicide rate is up, the drug overdose rate is up, people are going back off the wagon because they can't get to the AA meetings. Like you say, marriages have stopped. It's to a large degree, it's just everybody's depressed. And again, a lot of it has to do, they've destroyed all of the ways Americans used to associate with one another, all the clubs, even like a bowling league. You know, Charlie Parker doesn't want any youth hockey. You know, you win a big football game and celebrate, and the principal of the high school, this is Wellesley High School, sends out a letter of apology. The kids have just won a football game, a real football game. A tackle football game, and then they celebrate without wearing masks, and it's a town scandal. I mean, that's just one incident. It's just it's so bad. 844-500-4242. Here's Charlie Parker, the guy who can cure global warming if you only allow him to maybe double or more than double your gasoline tax on a gallon. Inability to issue inspection stickers now continues into its third week, but he can cure global warming. Don't worry about it. Cut 12.
Well, we're talking now about 2 or 3 weeks of incredible inconvenience for everybody. I think it's our expectation that by this weekend, this issue will be resolved.
Oh, this issue will be resolved. You know, he's had about 1 million stories on when it will be over. He has a new story today on when it will be over. Cut 5.
As everybody knows, April 19th is right around the corner, and at that point in time, all individuals over the age of 16 will be eligible for a vaccine here in Massachusetts. This is a significant milestone in our mission to vaccinate eligible residents and bring this pandemic to a close.
Oh, so that will bring the, what about the 15 days to flatten the curve? What about not visiting anybody on Thanksgiving? What about wearing the mask religiously for 30 days? What about social distancing? What about shutting down all the golf driving ranges, but not the golf courses? None of that worked. What makes you think this is going to work? But you may not know this, but Charlie Baker is not just some lifelong hack on the public mammary. He is a physician. He can give you medical advice and not be charged with operating without a license. Here's Dr. Baker's latest medical advice for you and me. Cut 4.
If you've received the vaccine recently and experience unusual symptoms, severe pain in the abdomen, severe headaches, severe leg pains, you should definitely reach out to your clinician.
You think? Probably if you're suffering those pains and you haven't taken the vaccination, you should also reach out to your clinician. William, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, William.
Hey, Howie. I just wanted to say something about Mitch McConnell and how I think it's just best for him if he just kind of fades in the background, because, I mean, he's looking like such a big wimp. I mean, he never backed up Trump. Never called for any investigation in voter fraud in Georgia. He never had a state hop on the Texas bandwagon in the Supreme Court lawsuit. He never called for the Supreme Court to hear these cases. I mean, he's just a fool.
He's a swamp creature. I mean, you basically said in a polite way what Trump said last weekend at Mar-a-Lago at that Republican gathering. But William, I mean, would you prefer him or Chuck Schumer being the majority leader of the Senate?
Well, I mean,
I know, That's why I asked you the question, William, because there's not a good answer. And I thought the same thing. All of us have thought the same thing. But what are we going to do? You have to go to war with the army you've got, as Donald Rumsfeld used to say after 9/11. Thanks for the call, William. 844-500-4242. We'll be back with more of your calls. Allergy season is here, and that means just one thing. You need the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Warmer temps are creeping up, and you are going to want to open those doors and windows. Pollen is going to come in, and when it does, you are going to need the Thunderstorm Air Purifier. One user wrote, "The Thunderstorm does what it claims. It definitely is effective on my husband's allergies, sneezing, runny nose, and coughing," unquote. The Thunderstorm is a small device that you can hold in your hand and plug into your electrical outlet or into your car by USB cable to purify the air. And the great part of it is the Thunderstorm costs well under $100. You just heard a listener talking about how great it is. The Thunderstorm air purifier works like a real thunderstorm. It quietly sends out super oxygen and ions to kill odors in your room and purify the air. Many use it to remove pet smells. For pollen, pet, kitchen, musty basements, tobacco, or any other unwanted odors, you need the Thunderstorm. Right now, you can get the Thunderstorm at the lowest price available. Just use code word Howie, and you will save an additional $10 off the savings price, and you'll get free shipping. Go to EdenPure.com, click on the radio banner, and put code word Howie at checkout. That's EdenPure.com, radio banner, and code word Howie. With the Eden Pure Thunderstorm, your problem rooms will no longer be a problem. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr will return after this brief commercial break.
Excitable. We're trying to put a guilty man in the chair where he belongs. Someone stops telling us fairy tales and we're listening.
Howie Carr is back.
Take a screen break today with Raycon wireless earbuds. Raycons offer water and sweat resistant construction and seamless Bluetooth pairing. And with 6 hours of playtime, you can unplug for a while. Get 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie. buyraycon.com/Howie. Jared, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Which Corleone is Andrew Cuomo really the most like? Don Vito, Sonny, Michael, Fredo, or Connie?
The daughter. I'm voting for Fredo.
Fredo is in the lead, 43%. 22% for Connie, 21% say Sonny, 8% say Don Vito, and 6% say Michael.
Yes, there won't be any reporting on this poll tonight on CNN. There won't be any reporting on the front page of the New York Post saying, "You're really Fredo, Governor. Don't you understand that?" But it's so true. 844-500-4242. Speaking of the New York Post, there was a story over the weekend by Charles Gasparino, who's he's an okay reporter, but he's kind of like he's a Murdoch guy. You know, he represents sort of establishment Republicans. And he was quoting anonymously Rob Manfred, the commissioner of baseball, saying that he got kind of sideswiped, ambushed by Stacey Abrams. She told him to get the All-Star game out of Georgia. And then when he got the All-Star game out of Georgia, because she basically, you know, tried to shake him down. It was not a money shakedown, but just we'll keep the woke mob away from you if you get the All-Star game out. So then after it really went south, this guy Manfred's an idiot, obviously. He went to Harvard Law School. I was wondering where he became an idiot, and then I looked at his resume, and he went to Harvard Law School. That explained everything. And he basically gave Gasparino the story saying, I was backstabbed by Stacey Abrams. And now she's saying that we never told him to get out of Georgia. And now today, her leftist voter organization, it's called Fair Fight, is begging all of these Hollywood studios to stay and fight. Don't leave. Don't leave. I mean, this is just a total fiasco, not just for Major League Baseball, but for and not just for Georgia's image, but for the local merchants in the Atlanta area, many of whom are black. Anyway, when we return, Grace will be returning with Dr. Matt the Vet. This will be Dr. Matt the Vet's hour coming right up. We got time for one more call here. Richard, you're next. Quickly, Richard.
Yes, Howie, I'm calling in regards to the funeral the other day, and I noticed that Biden did not have a mask on when he was talking to the wife and the kids.
Rules for thee, but not for me. That's his motto, Richard. That's the way it always is with him. On the other hand, he may have just forgotten it when he was looking over his wafers and his chips. So stay tuned for Grace and Dr. Matt. Any of your pet questions, you can get them answered coming right up. See you tomorrow at 3. I'm Howie Carr.